I'm holding last month's shipping statements. Sales are down, profits are down, the music industry sucks.
It's Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions. This is The Front with Panic. Welcome to another edition of Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions, this time episode number 10. For some, 10 is a minor milestone, but I feel like we're just getting started and that the first few sessions were just a warm-up exercise. The first track, called Panic, that led off the show was by The Front and is one of the tracks on the new album entitled Smiles and Handshakes. You can check them out over at thefrontiscoming.com and at MySpace under the same wording. If you're local and would like to buy the CD, head on over to Amoeba or Sea Level Records in LA. They should have a few in stock. The Front will embark on a two-week tour of the West Coast in May, and then we'll be planning a major U.S. tour for this summer, so keep your eyes out for that. Alright, next is a block of artists, starting off with the Bastard Fairies with their brand new song, Ode to the Prostitute, which was just featured in Playboy Online this week, So They Tell Me, and then Towns of Spring with Comfort Drag. Oh yeah, this one isn't safe for Junior, so earmuffs.
You're guess the landing spot on the dark side of the moon. I suppose she could guess a cave.
And back. The first track you heard was by the Bastard Fairies, Ode to the Prostitute. This track and 11 others by the Fairies are generously available for free download at their website. I believe they've had 200,000 tracks and 50,000 full albums downloaded, not to mention being one of the most subscribed and downloaded musicians on YouTube. An expanded version of this album entitled Memento Mori is coming out on April 10th and has several extra tracks and DVD footage to check out. The band is fronted by Yellow Thunder Woman and Robin Davey, whom have recently created and directed the Stanley Kubrick award-winning documentary, The Canary Effect. I'll put up some links to this movie so you can check out the clips in the show notes. And I was recently sent a copy from Shearson over at Takes the Biscuit, and it's definitely a keeper. While we're soaking up and learning about how the U.S. policies have affected the indigenous people of America over the years. The second artist was Talons of Spring with Comfort Drag, a great Morrison-esque song crafted by Andre Tutunaro from his brand new self-titled CD. Lots of new CDs in this session, guys. You can pick this one up at eMusic and through his MySpace via Snowcap. Andre posted the following on his site. The vision of creating Talons of Spring is music crafted for a universal audience in the realm of experimental rock and spoken word poetry. From the beginning, our intention was to create music that could reflect esoteric and accessible emotional elements. I wanted an honest piece of art infused with a signature sound. You can check out his website for more songs and artwork at myspace.com/talonsofspring. Talons is spelled T-A-L-O-N-S. Okay, I just got permission from our Insomnia Radio Detroit host, Les Zaldor, to post part of an interview that he did with LA artist Nick Black on Les's other long-running quality podcast called Zaldor's World. Thank you, Les. Here's a clip from the recent show about Nick Black's song called Sorry.
The other song I want to play in this episode is Sorry, which you have an awesome video for on the MySpace page. And I guess the video has like a theme of the vampire, and you have three of the suicide girls in there, too. You want to talk about that a little bit? And it's about the song, too.
Well, Sorry is a song that sort of, for me, means when you look back, it really applies for me only in terms of a like, really long-term relationship where, you know, there's a lot of history. And basically, the song was about years and years ago, I used to be kind of an asshole, and I know that I have, you know, made my share of mistakes back then, and then the tide sort of turned and things changed, you know, and there was this big, you know, change in the, I guess, the shift of power, whatever you want to call it, and I tried to, like, make amends for all these bad things that I had done in the past, and I ended up feeling like, wow, okay, I've tried so hard to make up for my wrongdoing, and now you're doing all this other stuff, and I think we're even now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, well, you tried, and then I tried, and now I give up.
Sorry if I hurt you with anything I said. Sorry when you needed me, I chose myself instead. I was wrong. I'm not sorry.
over 1 year of podcasting. Interviews with over 35 bands. Bad singing by over 15 karaoke singers. And that's just in the first 100 episodes. What will the next 100 bring? The audio invasion has begun. The invasion of your ears by Zaldor's World Podcast. Join the invasion at Zaldor.com. You'd be foolish to resist.
Alright, that was Nick Black with Sorry, followed by The Foundation with Your Name. Once again, thanks to Les Zaldor for letting us use part of his interview in our show. Here's a piece that I liked from Nick's website. Nick Black isn't just who I am, it isn't just the name of my band. It's an attitude, a way of becoming something more than you were. It's the act of standing up for yourself and realizing that you're not going to take any more shit from anyone. In life, people hurt each other, and sometimes without knowing it, you let people hurt you. Some people let other people walk all over them. Nick Black is the person inside of us all that puts an end to it. Cool. Happy belated birthday, Nick. Looks like it was a pretty crazy one from the pictures on your website. Second group in the block was The Foundation, who formed in 2005 with some of the members of Silvertone Foundation. The band recently competed in the first annual LA Weekly Battle of the Bands and beat out 80 other groups, not to mention putting on a performance on streaming internet show Flash Rock in mid-March. They are currently working on some new material with Ray Dillio, who has worked with artists such as Filter, Henry Rollins, and Veruca Salt. They are at myspace.com/thefoundation. Next up, it's Chris Cordero and Latham.
All she wants to do sit alone with you, listen to you speak and watch you move. She don't know where she stands, She makes some other plans. She don't care who she hurts along the way, but that's okay. 'Cause she's so tired of living in the dark. She just can't find a place to go. And she's so tired of starving for the art. It's all so sad to watch her go, to watch her go. Everything, but what do they know? Try to tell me you know nothing counts for something. Honey, what do they know? In that rock and roll show, they believe their own lies, and no, I don't sympathize. And there's no reason why. So put your boots on, let's go. Intellectual and charming on your resume won't make you a star. Drinks at the bar, some gas in the car, just don't take it so hard. And darling, don't be shy, put your boots on, let's go. Put your boots on, let's go. Put your boots on, let's go. Yeah, yeah, put your boots on, let's go. Society, or mass conformity to reality TV. If I don't care as long as you and I can look into each other's eyes and see the light. So put your boots on, let's go. We'll walk through the snow. We'll sit right back down and we'll make an angel. Put your boots on, let's go to that hip hop club. We'll dance all night long, make me look like a stud. Put your boots on, let's go. And when we get home, you're so goddamn cute, won't you leave your boots on? Put your boots on, let's go. Put your boots on, let's go. Put your boots on, let's go. Yeah, yeah, put your
Chris Cordero from Fullerton in Orange County started off the set with She's So Tired. That was from his CD called Why Can't God Cure the Baby, which is available at Lou's Records in Encinitas and Record Trader locations in San Diego, not to mention online at Interpunk. He's been playing around Orange County for about a decade and started off in a band called The Energy that generated a nice buzz. He then went DIY in order to make his musical presence stronger felt. Check him out at MySpace, Chris Cordero, that's C-R-I-S-C-O-R-D-E-R-O. Latham's track was called Put Your Boots On. It's from their brand new release called Sophomore, which was nominated for Rock Record of the Year at the LA Music Awards for 2006 and 2007. Latham also earned the honor of being named Rock Artist of the Year, and the singer Mark Latham received an honorable mention as Best Male Rock Vocalist. They can be found at LathamRocks.com, and the album, Sophomore, is for sale via Snowcap and CD Baby. We will be bringing you another track later on down the line from this release. We end the session today with a track by a group from Monrovia called Push Start Wagon. They are currently working on a new EP, and this song is from the album LA Was Our Alamo, which came out in 2005. Also, guys, don't forget to check out some of our new shows, specifically Insomnia Radio Detroit, Turkey, Dread at the Controls, which is basically Insomnia Radio Jamaica, and watch for New Zealand coming very soon. See you next time. This is Push Start Wagon with Los Angeles on Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions. Open wide as she breathes.